From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The author of a California bill that would require new disclosures about who's financing campaign ads says he has the votes to pass it 7 years after it was first introduced. Ben Bradford has more from Sacramento.
Trent Lang of the California Clean Money Campaign whipped up a couple dozen supporters in front of the state capitol.
Are we ready for California to lead the nation against dark money that buys elections?
Yeah.
The California Disclose Act generally requires campaign ads to display their top three funders, even if they funneled contributions through several committees. Lang has watched numerous versions die at various stages of the political process, including by one Senate vote last year. But Democratic Assemblyman Kevin Mullen, who's shepherding this year's version, is confident.
Let me tell you that the moment is indeed at hand.
But an amendment that Lang says helped secure the deal would allow certain contributors, including labor unions and business groups, to avoid revealing their top funders. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Well, state lawmakers are considering a tax to help poor rural communities provide safe drinking water. Agricultural and environmental groups are backing the bill, but water companies? Not so much. Daniel Potter has more.
The proposal would raise your water bill by around 10 bucks a year. It could be more than $1,000 a year for farmers, says Tim Johnson, CEO of the California Rice Commission, which backs the proposal.
We combined forces with the environmental justice community folks that we frankly work against almost all the time.
But Cindy Tuck with the Association of California Water Agencies argues a new tax on water sets a precedent for others. She says water companies want clean drinking water for poor communities, but this is the wrong way to fund it.
The state can solve this. They can combine general fund money with federal money, with bond money, and with the ag assessment that's proposed in the bill. If they do that and not have the tax on water, there can be a good solution for the problem.
The bill faces a deadline next week to pass the Assembly Appropriations Committee and would require a two-thirds vote in each house. In Sacramento, I'm Daniel Potter.
Now, more than a million Californians lack safe drinking water, either due to fertilizer runoff from farms or contaminants like arsenic. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.